All right, so the date is January 30th, 2021. This is Adriana Sisco, and I'm conducting an interview for The Country, remembering Lexington's first lesbian bar. And today I'm speaking with Beverly Humans. I am located in Lexington. Beverly is also located in Lexington for this interview. And Beverly, thanks for talking to me today.
Oh, anytime. Yeah.
Great. And also, for the record, would you mind spelling your whole name just out loud?
Oh, spelling it
Yeah, just spelling it out loud.
BEVERLY J is my middle initial. Humans, YOUMANS.
Okay, awesome. And then to start us off before, we sort of like do that full background stuff I was mentioning, would you mind just telling me a little bit about yourself, just like that basic sort of introductory spiel that you'd give anybody?
Just born in DC, grew up in Lexington, went to Cassidy Morton, Henry Clay, UK for 8 years, have two master's degrees, worked at one company my whole life, like 30, 27 years at Chevron Corporation. After I got my MBA and they interviewed me in San Francisco, my whole life goal was to be independent, no kids. When I was 15, I read an article because my mother always got Ms. magazines. I grew up with that. Extremely liberal. My dad was a professor of sociology, atheist, socialist, liberal, open-minded, you know. I read an article about why I want a wife. And it was something about having kids and they're like, oh my crap. And I always said that I will never be. So when I was 15, it affected my whole life. But I would have thought that way anyway, eventually, because my parents were progressive. But I'm lucky that way. Unitarian Church, we didn't believe in God, Xmas on everything, and I always felt weird, like I didn't fit in. Now I realize how great it is that I don't, because I don't want to, because everybody's so anyway. Never fit in, even at I fit in, but it's just because people didn't know the full me. I always, like when I went to the women's bar, I fit in, but I had to be what they wanted me, even then, because I've always been bisexual. They didn't, that's not accepted. And even today, it's not. If you tell somebody that, they don't. But anyway, I'm regret digressing. So I went college 8 years, got my MBA, got a job with Chevron, got a really good job. So I'm proud of that. And my tubes. And when I was, let's see, I went to the doctor when I was 16 and told him that I wanted my tubes tied. I didn't want to have kids. He thought it was crazy. He said, well, you're not even 21. And so on my 21st birthday, I was in his office. And I had, yet was screaming. And my dad paid for it. So, my parents almost got divorced over that because my mom, she's a lot more conservative than my father. But anyway, that affected my life too. No kids, just made money, paid cash for a condo at the Hilton, and I'm partying, trying a new lifestyle. It's fun too, so I didn't think it would be.
It seems like you're having fun though. Every time I've texted with you and called with you, you've just sounded very like happy, honestly.
I've always been happy,
Okay, that was like a really good general overview. I'm gonna kind of like go back and zoom in a bit. So you said that you were born in DC, but then kind of like grew up in Lexington.
Oh
When did
yeah, we
that?
moved here when I was 2 years old.
Two. Okay. And
Mother still has the same, we still have the same house.
really?
She's there now.
Yeah.
I've paid a caretaker to help her. She's 96.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you mentioned that before, right? And Can you tell me a little bit about, I don't know, this is kind of a big question, but what was it like growing up in Lexington? Like, what was Lexington like when you were growing up? What kind of, like, I don't know, childhood did you have there?
Oh, I always felt privileged because both my parents worked and they always gave me whatever I wanted. We shopped at Hampton's Tots and Teens and Stewart's, and I always had everything I clothes wanted, so I had a great childhood. Always positive reinforcement. That's what they believed in. So I never heard any negative things. But, never saw my parents kiss, but I never thought they were close that way. But he's intellectual. So.
Yeah, and as you sort of got older, moving into middle school and high school, who did you find yourself spending time with, like in terms of friends, if you had any?
I remember a couple girlfriends that really painful because they're gone. One girl I hung out with in junior high, I remember having so much fun with her, Jackie. I don't know what happened to her.
Oh, and actually, one note, would you mind pausing the music, actually? I just noticed it.
Pausing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do I pause?
Yeah, just the music, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Is that better?
Oh yeah, perfect. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, you're talking about friends, and you're remembering some girlfriends
just
and
remember one in particular in junior high. I remember when she moved, how painful it was. I always remember her, Jackie. I don't know what happened to her, but that was junior high school. Yeah.
And you mentioned, like, growing up, you just felt kind of like different. And then obviously you get older and you're like, oh, that's a good thing. But I wanted to, like, explore a little bit more. Like, what do you mean you felt different? Like, did you, like, notice other people, compare yourself? Like, how?
Different, like the re didn't have the same religious background. Best friend down the street, parents were very, they went to Baptist, she went to a Christian Baptist school or something, and I just felt weird, like I was different. So my parents were different.
And you mentioned being
Christmas, I hated Christmas.
you hated Christmas.
Yeah, every year my dad took me to Florida every year, so I guess I just never felt, I don't know, like I fit in, but.
And you mentioned being bisexual. Is that something that even then was part of that feeling of difference or not really?
Oh
Like,
yeah, I remember being forced to have a boyfriend when I was really, really young, sixth grade maybe. And I just remember when he tried to kiss me, how it just didn't, I couldn't do it. It was, wasn't, yeah, you know, seemed wrong, you know. Yeah, it still does. Oh well, but yeah. Yeah, it seems disgusting. And I had that awareness back then. I was in sixth grade. I remember that.
And you mentioned that you basically, like, had to have one at that age. Was that who, what was it that gave you that sense or, like, told you that you,
Oh,
like?
the social pressure, like my little girlfriends and stuff. Yeah. Just to be popular, I suppose. I still have that hang up. I like being popular. I like having a lot of friends, so I like walking in a room and, hey, people knowing me. So I still feel exactly that same, but I like to have fun. So, yeah, I remember when the first kiss, it was just wrong. Remember the guy, I was the place, everything. It's wrong. Yeah. Didn't feel right. Then I guess when I was 16, I started going to the bar. No, it was called the living room. Then it was Johnny Angel, then Montparnasse. I can't remember. Anyway, then I remember when a girl like danced, that just felt right. So I don't know.
So it just felt right to you. And afterward, later in the night or the next day, were you like, what's going on? Or like, what were you thinking about that?
No, just the way it was. I didn't have any negative. No, I felt okay because everybody, there was a lot of other people. It's a good thing about the Johnny, or was it the living room at the time?
Yeah.
Because there were a lot, you felt that you still had a lot of people who weren't alone, that helps.
Yeah. And at that time, did you have access to the word bisexual? Was like that a word you'd ever heard? Or was it when she got older that you heard that word? Just like in the sense of the word, not the like existence of it, but just like the word. Was that something anyone had ever said to you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I
Did
think
you
at the time, and probably even now, you have to be one or the other.
Right. Did you ever hear I don't know, I guess about the word like gay too when you were younger. Did you ever hear about
Yeah,
what?
that word, I heard that. Gay. Gay, I can't remember. Yeah, I never, yeah, that's the only exciting thing. Well, yeah, I remember I was dating a guy and he dropped me off at the bar too. I remember that. He's pretty cool too. What happened to him?
Tell me about those sort of early days at the bar, or what is now called the bar. Like, what was it like there? How often did you go?
Oh, every weekend. Every weekend till I moved all the way up to graduate when after I got out of grad school and started my job. I go every single weekend to the same place,
Yeah, what would a typical night be like there? Like, what would you do? Would you dance, drink,
Oh, it just walk, scream, dance, have a great time, be real sociable, tell everybody how beautiful they are, and tip, always have tip money for the show bar. It was fun. It was fun. And then they opened the women's bar. Like you said, 77, I guess.
77, 78, somewhere in that area. It's not
And
like
then I
there.
went there every weekend. They were open, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you remember how you first heard about it? Like, did someone tell you about it? Did you stumble across it?
It had to be just a woman at the living room or where, Montparnasse or whatever it was called. Had to
Yeah.
be somebody there that told me. I can't remember. But it was packed every night. I mean, it was just packed every night dancing,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it looked like the exterior, the interior, just any sort of like physical visual
Think it
memory?
was hidden underground. You had to walk or something. I thought it was in the basement. I can't remember. I don't.
Yeah, from the other people I remember, I've heard like that the front door didn't say like the country on it. It was just kind of a nondescript door, and and there'd be this sort of like little interstitial kind of space, and then another nondescript door. Like, it wasn't like big flashing signs or
Yeah,
anything.
that's what I can't remember. If it seemed like it was down in the basement, which I don't know that they have a basement down there,
No,
but.
it was like in a plaza. It's where the Lexington Diner is located now. But I do remember like there, and I think someone might have mentioned like some steps, but I don't remember it being
You
like
had
a
to
big.
walk through a hallway or something? Yeah.
Yes, correct, right.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember
Like a
that. But
little
when
like
you open the
stoop.
door, it's packed and they had
Yeah.
music going and a big dance floor and a bar on the right. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of music would they play? Do you remember? Like
I think disco
disco?
dance. Yeah. Oh, always had fun there. I started flirting with the DJ, Louise Atwood.
I've heard that name come up so many times. Everyone I talk to always
I've
mentions
got to get
it.
her
So she must
number
have been
for you.
legendary.
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't tried to get in touch with her.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people mention that, she was DJ.
Yeah, she's. I just remember how quiet she was. I was attracted to her. Yeah. Anyway, we ended up together for 3 years, and I lived with her. We had great parties at her house. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. Can't remember why I left unless it was for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it was pretty painful. That's why I haven't gotten in touch with her. Even now, I can't deal with. Yeah, I should try to. I think I know. I mean, I remember the house. I assume she still lives there. It's close. It's not far. So, you know. But yeah, I had so much fun that. And then I worked for 30 years. And now I'm retired. I figured I would never have as much. I'm having fun now, so different.
So I have some like kind of rapid fire questions about the country.
Oh,
Just
yeah.
for basic details and then getting into more like the story stuff. So what kind of drinks would people usually have there? Was it more of like a beer place, a mixed drink place?
I think mixed. I never drank.
Really?
No, I never did any.
Did people do like any kind of like drugs or whatever there, or was it not that kind of scene really?
I don't think so. I remember doing a lot of LSD in college, though, high school, mostly high school and college. But I don't remember. I think just drinking.
And you
Right.
mentioned that the place was always packed, which is what other people have said too, that it was always just
Oh,
like,
yeah.
so was it like kind of small? Was it not that big, or was it a big place? Like,
No, it was a big dance floor.
big dance floor.
Large dance floor, a bar in the middle. I can't remember what was on the right.
Yeah, some people have mentioned the pool table.
Oh, did they? I can't remember.
Yeah,
Yeah.
some people have mentioned that, but it seems like not everyone played it.
Yeah, no, I never did.
And do you remember like what was it always open, or were there certain days it was open?
I thought just weekends. Can't remember going during the week.
Okay, so usually went on the weekends.
I probably went Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Since they were,
Yeah. And in terms of who was there, like in terms of the people that were there, was it like if you would you recognize people that also went to the bar or like the living room, or was it like a different crowd or kind of mix? Like what do you remember about that? Yeah. Like would you see some of the same people basically?
I think the same, probably.
And was it
Probably
like
the same. And it was a huge group. There's a lot of lesbians in Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you ever see men there, or was it, yeah, obviously mostly
I
women?
don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the sense of like, was it like a rule, or was it more just like men didn't
No.
go there? Yeah.
No. I don't think it was a rule. Yeah. Can't remember seeing any men there.
Yeah, and some other people I've talked with, they've mentioned that some of the women who went there would identify as like femme or butch, or a lot of them just like neither really, just like whatever. What was your sense of
Yeah,
that?
I think there were more labels back then. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Just like what kind of like labels and words and ideas you remember.
Yeah, like butch was a real common. I don't know if they still use that term.
I mean, some people do. It's just not that common, I guess, necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember Butch?
Butch femme, yeah. Yeah, I guess I usually, most of the women were butch. See, now you don't have to. I don't know what's going on now.
Just all kinds of things,
Right
right?
to know. Yeah, I hope to find out before I die, you know. But yeah, I don't know whether they still. Yeah.
But then you remember it being like a thing though. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
And at the time, did you ascribe to any of that, or?
Or no, well, I think most of the women in general were butch, whatever. Almost all were. So it wasn't like they paired up with them, weren't that many feminine. I guess I would be considered feminine. But yeah, I'm sure Mm-hmm. Aunt Louise has been them. So I didn't go for types, but most of the women I'd meet were had butch or short hair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Butch, yeah.
And remind me real quick, what like sort of age range were you when you went to the country? Just like around.
Let's see. I was born in 54. So what is that? 23?
Yeah, wait, I'm like trying to do math.
let's see.
It was like somewhere in the early 20s. Yeah.
Yeah, early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I love that. Yeah, it was so fun, yeah.
So when you were going to, like, the country, were you in undergrad or grad school at that time? I'm trying to kind of, like, piece
it
together.
See, I graduated in 72. Class of 72, I graduated early and started that summer.
Okay, so you would have been past undergrad, yeah.
To 72 to 76. And then I went to grad school. Okay. I must have been in graduate school.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so you're like in graduate school. And looping back to what I was just talking about like the butch femme thing, at the time, did you ascribe to any of that or like not really?
No, I didn't personally.
Yeah, yeah. I was just curious because some people are like, oh, I was into that. Some of them are like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't like the label. I don't like the label. And I don't think I did back then. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, because why is short hair? Why does that mean you're... I mean, you can be feminine. I don't know what gender labeling and roles bothers me. I would like to fight that. And I don't think we've made much progress there. So from, you know... From walking down the, I remember when I lived in Atlanta with 1,000 women topless walking down Peachtree Street marching for pride, because why can't women, you know, but from then on, it's, it hasn't changed much. We still attribute certain characteristics as being feminine and others as masculine. And I absolutely hate that.
Yeah, the sort of,
it's just like
you noticing, you know, I don't know, I guess gender roles essentially, is that something?
Yeah, like the label tomboy bothers me. Why is that a boy? I hate them.
Yeah, is that something you notice when you're younger, people's emphasis on, you know, just like,
yes,
you're this or you're that?
Yeah, yes, because when I was in, let's see, was that junior high school, that we had a poetry contest. I tell everybody this. And I picked Chicago by Carl Sandburg. And it's a pretty powerful, strong, you know, Chicago city of, or anyway, when I got on stage and started reading, I had practiced it with my father. I was pretty good. She said, you're good job, but you can't do, you cannot use that poem. Because you're a girl, that's for a boy. And I was in junior high, you know, and so it affected my life. I don't know that they would do that today, but I noticed that college girls and even older still have sexist roles and definitions that I argue with when I meet people. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think kind of earlier you mentioned, you know, another thing that related to, I don't know, I guess categories, labels, etc., when you're talking about being bisexual and sort of being in different environments and
how, oh yeah, yeah,
environment, there's that environment. I'd like to hear more about that and like in general, but also like relating to going to the country, you know, women's bar, probably a lot of women who identified as lesbian and sort of like, I don't know, just how you interacted with that, things you remember, things you...
Well, it was great feeling comfortable and able to have a great time with just women. I mean, that's the best feeling. That's probably one of the best times of my life. I wish there were more women's bars are probably fewer and fewer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I feel like there hasn't been a lesbian bar here since, so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't think the. Let me think. But no, yeah. There were some Mia's, and then there was a restaurant owned by two women. Mm-hmm. Down on Mill Street. So there have been other places, but it's nice to know that the bar complex is still, has always been there. Yeah.
Right.
And then there's Sound Bar, and then there's on Limestone, there's another one. I can't remember. Old Hookers.
Oh, yeah. That's at least before COVID, it was still there. I haven't been there in a while.
Old Hooker. I think it's still there. I think I'm two pretty women, sure. Yeah. Women on that bar.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bit of a vibe, so I can believe that.
Yeah. But men go there, you know, it's mixed, but.
Right, it's mixed, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just curious about the, you know, the
kind the
yeah, the identity sort of aspect.
The women I dated did not want to think that I was bisexual because, and I never considered myself that way when I was with them. I'm a lesbian, you know, because it's, I guess, threatening or something. I don't know why. Just they don't want. It's not acceptable. Still, probably not. So,
what gave you? What told you that it was unacceptable? Was it things people would say? You know, remarks or?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Probably a remark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, I do remember because I did go out with a guy and a friend that's. Girlfriend, the friend of mine, it was just negative. I'm like, oh, she would, you know, no, it's not accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that reaction is sort of like negativity and like,
yeah, I defend myself, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess like we're just trying to like dig into it now. Like, what do you have any sort of memories or theories about like where you think that sort of negative reaction comes from or came from?
Yeah, like, ooh, she wants to date a guy. I guess it's comparable to straight men talking about another guy that would do that. Like, that's really, you know, socially, it's harder for men. We're the negative, you know. Just wasn't accepted in the lesbian community.
Yeah, that's the sense I'm getting. And that I've heard that from other people.
Better be a lesbian, yeah.
Yeah, did you feel like you had to, like...
Strictly.
Yeah, did you
feel... No, I didn't feel bad about it. I just went with, no. No, it was okay. I didn't care because I didn't... Yeah. No, I just never mentioned that I had dated some guys.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still wouldn't, probably.
Yeah.
Still wouldn't.
Yeah, so you feel like not that much has changed in that regard necessarily?
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to hear. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And yeah. I'd be curious to hear, how about, like, the men, any men that you dated at the time or since, has that been a sticking topic for them too, or not as much?
No, not, they don't care. They probably think it's hot or something. Bullshit. Eternal hustle. To me, because it's not anything. It's not weird or anything. Nothing's weird to me, but actually nothing. Nothing. Any behavior, whatever, as long as you're not hurting somebody else. So. And I want to try it all before I die. I've got a bucket list. I'm 66. So, no. You know, it's much more acceptable in the straight world for women to be with other women. But a guy, oh my God, it's not accepted. And at the time, back when I went to the country, talking about the, never mentioned that you'd ever go out with a guy. We were all lesbian, you know. Yeah, I didn't have any problem with that at all. I only dated women, so.
Did you know anyone else who went to the country who had also dated men or was dating men at some point? Or again, was that not really like a topic that people talked about?
I'd say most didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't at the time I was there. So I don't remember. Yeah.
And were there any other sort of, because I think you've kind of mentioned some others, were there any other women's spaces or like events or groups that you were involved in? I know some people at the time were in different like women's collectives, you know, stuff like that. Was that anything?
Well, there was a, at the University of Kentucky, the gay org, it's called Gay Organization, I think it started out at the time. And I know Bob was involved in, Peter Taylor, have you met Peter?
No.
Oh, you should meet him. He's got a wealth of information. He's so smart. I think they started the group at the university. It's already there. And so when I went there, I joined that. And we went to classes. And no, I remember in front of a sociology class of 500 telling everybody I was bisexual. And they were freaking these kids from Kentucky kids, you know. So I remember that being on stage. I have a friend of mine's, one of my best friend's brothers was in the class. He always brings it up. Oh, you told everybody you were a lesbian. Oh, it was some, I just thought it would be good to know for them to see people that realize we're not weird. So. It's always for social change. So,
did you ever know anyone when you were younger that was bisexual, gay, lesbian, etc.?
Before I started going to the...
Yeah, I'm just curious if it ever like came across you or if that just never happened, really.
Hmm.
Or like, if it was to your knowledge.
I don't think so. I can't remember how I started, yeah.
Yeah. Were the first people you met like at the bars or during college?
Must have been at, well, I started going when I was in high school, I think, downtown.
Right, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Had a fake ID and went, it had to be just from the bar. I don't know how, why I started going there.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt comfortable there too. You could be yourself there without. Plus, yeah. I was into being a feminist and straight bars, you know, full of rednecks. So they still are, but I can handle it now. It's probably have a good time, but back then it was scary. Yeah. Straight bar, scary. Yeah.
Yeah. I have like three follow-up questions I'm trying to order in my head about like which one I should do first. So tell me more about like, I don't know, straight bars at that time. And that you mentioned something about like is kind of scary sometimes. Tell me.
Oh yeah. They're rednecks. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, what did that sort of mean for you?
Me, mostly here. Just meant that they were, I was sexist probably. So that didn't feel equal. Didn't feel equal or just, and I still don't. So, but I don't care now. But
yeah.
Yeah, I had a big thing about politics and plus my dad, who's real liberal, you know, I think being anywhere in Kentucky, the red state, it's pretty scary. Even now, so.
Yeah. That sense of...
sense of, like, being second class.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still are, so. Did you know, you have to be twice as smart, I think. So.
Was that a feeling you ever felt at the country, or did you not have to feel
No,
that
never. I didn't feel that. No.
way? Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned just sort of this like safety, this
Yes.
togetherness. Yeah. Tell me more about that. Like, why did it feel safe for you to be at the country? Like, specifically, just in your mind emotionally, why was it like, oh, I feel safe here?
There are no straight men there. Straight men, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me more about that though. Like, what is it about
their
their
politics,
presence, you know?
conservative views, and women. I felt second class. I had read so much about it. I really understood that just in inequality. I don't know. It's been a theme throughout my life. I grew up with Ms. magazines and Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan and, you know, that type of background. And my mother always worked, so.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, like, what some of the, because you said, oh, I had read enough. I'd be curious about what were, like, some of the kind of things that you were reading. And I think you kind of mentioned some of those just now, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just the inequality. I mean, and then having kids was just never my goal either. I think that the way children are brought up is just home with just divided up from the very time before they're even born. You got pink and blue. They're just treated differently. And things haven't changed that much, so.
Yeah, you mentioned, I mean, obviously you're talking about now, but you said also at the time you were, you know, reading about and getting into all this sort of like feminism kind of stuff. Was that like a word you would have, would you have like said to people, I'm a feminist at that time?
Oh,
not really.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah. Were the other people at the country who were kind of into that kind of thing that would have been like, oh, I'm a feminist or anything like that?
Oh, I'm sure they were living it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I believe they would feel the same. Yeah. I'm sure Louise did. The woman I live with. Yeah. Positive. Yeah. Yeah.
And was there anything that ever happened at the country other than, you know, obviously like hanging out, dancing, drinking? Were there ever any like groups that would meet there, or was it more just, you know, like a bar?
I think it's more party.
More party.
Party time, yeah.
When you would go, would you be there until closing or pretty late? What would usually happen?
Sure. Can't remember after it closed. I don't know what time it closed, but. I remember being there after it. Well, no, I was there after it closed talking to Louise a lot. I think she would close up and do the money. So,
yeah.
I remember talking to her.
And did they have membership cards or like a cover charge or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't remember a cover charge.
Okay. And I've read, and other people have said this too, that for it was called the country for a couple years, but for the last like year and a half or so, they changed owners and it was called the Hidden Door.
Oh yeah, I remember.
You
was
remember
it the same place? I remember the Hidden Door, the name.
Yeah, I was saying it was just like a name change. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. I wouldn't have if you hadn't said it, but
yeah, I could tell your reaction. You were like, oh, I remember.
Yeah, I like the name better. Yeah, the Hidden Door.
Yeah, that's a cool name, right?
That is.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously, eventually, you know, the country, or I guess the Hidden Door, closed.
Yeah, I remember that was sad, but then we still knew, thank goodness, we still had the bar. And I don't know what it was called at the time, but it's what's so great. It's like a stable, the bar complex has been, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about, like, do you have any recollection of, like, one day the country existed and then the next day it was closed?
No, I can't remember how I felt or what happened when it closed. Do you know the dates on the closed? 70,
It was sometime in 82 that it closed.
Was it?
Made it. Yeah, for a couple years.
82. Yeah, that's a long time.
And it was when it was the Hidden Door that it closed, too.
Okay, yeah. Surprising. Sure, they were making money. Who knows?
Right.
There's a lease. You never know if the lease was up or. Yeah, I never heard why. I can't remember.
That's something I'm still trying to figure out, because it seems like everyone I've talked to said, you know, it was packed.
If you were renting it, it could be the owner of the building or who knows what. You know.
Right. Well, hopefully it'll come up in one of these interviews. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who owned it? It'd be interesting to, well, I don't know who owned the property. It could be. Just that whole.
Yeah, I don't know that yet, but hopefully, you know, I think all this will come up in these interviews.
I wonder who, yeah, because they were probably just renting the space then or what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, some more questions for you.
Okay.
When you went to the country, would you usually go alone or with someone you were dating or with friends?
Probably in a group, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you go there for? Like, did you go there for like a couple years or just like a brief?
I think the whole time.
Yeah, sounds like it was like several years.
Yeah, several, I'm sure. Yeah, I remember dating somebody and she picked me up, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley. And then I was met Louise and we split. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess I assume eventually you stopped going. Was that because it didn't exist anymore?
I think it's because they closed. I just started going back to the downtown. Yeah.
Right. And when you went to the country, were you also going to the bar complex or whatever it was called at the same time? Like, would you sort of go to both or were you just like all country?
No, no, I'd just go to the country. I would just go there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it.
Right. And then I wanted to ask more about the gay org thing that you mentioned. So that was
the University of Kentucky.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Was that, so you were in grad school when you were in that, I'm assuming?
Undergraduate.
Oh, undergraduate. Okay. And do you remember like how you heard about it? Do you remember just more memories of it essentially? Like what it was like?
I heard about it unless there's a flyer or something about the gay organization. And I just went to a meeting. Just remember walking in.
And what was it that compelled you to, do you remember like, or could you like imagine what compelled you to go, you know, what compelled you to join?
Yeah, probably because I wanted like-minded people. Yeah, wanted to meet people that were interesting, more liberal and gay people, I guess. Gay women. I don't remember meeting any women from that group, but I remember Bob Moore. I remember Peter Taylor. I think he's and Bob. So,
yeah.
And going to that one class and speaking. That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of, yeah, because I'm hearing, you know, you wanted to meet like-minded people, probably people who were more open-minded, some like gay people, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm actually kind of curious, like in terms of like, did your family know about you dating women? Did a lot of all your friends know, or was it more of like a limited knowledge thing, like only some people knew?
Most of my friends were gay. Mm-hmm. All my friends were gay. Yeah. And my parents never asked me any questions about my personal life ever. I can never remember them, you know, asking it much about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Personal
life. And when
they were very extremely permissive, like to the max, permissive parents. So I did whatever I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And no worries about my parent family. So that was lucky.
So yeah, no worries there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you were still going to the country and like you mentioned you were dating Louise for a bit, living with.
Yeah, 3 years.
Dating and living with. I'm kind of curious for your sense of what it was like to date women at that time. Like, was there a sense of social pressure to not reveal that, or could you openly reveal that to people? Just what was it like psychologically or emotionally?
Well, there was a huge group of women, so there was a huge support group. I had no problems. So I felt like if you date a man, that was weird. Shit. There was a lot of women.
So it's just like a whole community kind of.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't. So that's who I hung out with.
Right.
And so there was no worries, no. Mm-mm.
And did you all hang out at the country, or did some of you all get together at different people's houses?
Oh no, we got at Louise's house. We had big parties
Yeah, tell me more about that.
all the time. We had every Halloween a huge parties, and then in between, we'd come over and party and dance. I mean, there were, I don't know how many women, but, and then there were the softball teams, the women's teams that she knew a lot about, and they would come over. So everybody's kind of split up now, but at the time it seemed like we'd all connect and get together a lot at her house too. So
Yeah. And were these parties, was it usually mostly or all women, or was it mixed?
all women.
All women.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that Louisa, she was into the whole connected with the whole softball thing. Was that anything that you were connected with? Did you ever go to games or play or
I
anything?
did go to some games. Yeah.
Yeah. And was that were there a bunch of it was all women, obviously. But were there people that would go to the country, or that you knew were gay or bisexual or something on the team?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we partied with them. Yeah. Yeah, they come over, to Louise's house, and we'd have it always. I remember making popcorn and dancing, and she'd have music on, and I can't remember how many people, say 100 women. I mean, they'd all come over and we'd party, and yeah, that's who I hung out with. So I felt, never had a hang up about it. No pressure from my parents or anything. So
And when it came to going to the bar, was that like a mixed location in terms of men, women, etc.?
yeah, mixed.
Men mixed, yeah.
Yeah.
And did were there people who identified as lesbian who went there?
Oh yeah, the women that went there were lesbians. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've mentioned, obviously the country, the bar. What were there any other places in terms of bars, clubs that were either gay friendly at the time?
There was Bradley Picklesheimer's LMNOP, which was a punk bar, and I can't remember when that opened, when punk music came. And then Miss Divine was there that one night. I have a picture of her you saw in the background. And I remember that. Then there were some other bars that opened. There was one on Richmond Road, I can't remember. They'd have drag shows, and it didn't last long. A lot of the bars that would open, that's why it was so great. We had the bar complex, which it was a different name at the time, I'm sure. Just, even if something didn't work out, well, let's go back to the bar. But I always hung out at the bar. The only one time that I didn't was when the country was open. It was a women's bar, so.
And are you still in touch with any of the people from the country? Because I know you mentioned you've lost touch with some people. Are there people that you still talk to that used to go there?
Well, there's a few that I've seen at Pride down here. Michelle Stewart. In fact, I talked to her the other day and told her if she could think of anything, let me know. And she used to be really good friends with Louise. So because I was asking her. She'd seen her, and she said no. Mm-hmm. But there was a group on Derby Day. We'd all go out to this one couple, Bruce and Susie's farm, and we'd all, there'd be like maybe 1,000 women. I didn't know most of them, but every Derby, you could count on that. So, and every weekend, if you want to see somebody, you go to the bar. So it's great.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Right. Yeah. It's been such a long time since I've been there now. It feels weird.
I don't know if it's open because of the COVID.
Right. Exactly. That's why I haven't been.
Yeah. No,
otherwise.
Yeah. I'm sideways in this chair. But yeah. Yeah. All was fun. I just like having fun. So.
And you mentioned, like, what was it that, you know, you didn't really experience that much pressure from the outside because you had this, like, community with all these women, and those were the people you were around. That was, like, your network. How have you been able to maintain, like, a sense of community, you know, with women since then? Or is that something that you struggle with sometimes?
I just meet younger women from the bar here. I live downtown, and I have friends that come over, and we talk, and they all, a lot of them say, oh, I wish I'd like to be like you or something. So I try to explain what you have to do to be independent, I guess.
What does that explanation usually, like, include?
It's usually includes the fact that I never let men buy me things. Not dinner, nothing. Don't buy me. I'm buying because I can and I feel equal or something. I can't. And a lot of women, they still think the man should buy. Oh, God. These straight women. Kill me. Think they should have to pay for everything? Fuck. You know, they're still dependent, so. I don't know. I got my MBA and got a job with Chevron instead of trying to fight to be what I wanted to be, which was a psychologist. So now I'm kind of enjoying talking to people.
I was actually about to bring up the Chevron thing. Like, how did you end up getting that job, and like, what did you do? And, you know, stuff.
Well,
like
I went to, after getting my first master psychology, I worked at the shelter for battered women, and it just was no money. And plus I hated seeing that. And I realized that if I want to have a decent job and be independent and pay my own way, I've got to get money. Anyway, so I went back to get my MBA. It was just a popular thing at the time. And they flew me to San Francisco for an interview. 200, I was competing, you know, and at headquarters, they liked me, so I got the job offer to go to Atlanta, and they moved me, and I stayed with them. It's the only company I worked for. So,
how old were you when the whole, like, Atlanta move happens?
Let's see, I think I was 34. Let's see, it was 1984, so what's, oh, yeah, I got the job offer. I had to move. It's 1984.
Yeah. And when you go to Atlanta, were you able to find, like, did you end up going to, like?
I was 30, exactly 30. That's mm-hmm. when I started working.
Yeah. Did you still go to, like, when you moved to Atlanta, were you able to find, you know, any sort of, like, community, like, LGBT kind of community there?
Oh, yeah. I went to a bar there. Yeah, there was a gay bar there. Women's bar. I think it was a women's bar.
Tell me more about that.
In Atlanta. It's the one, actually, I was there the weekend before that guy shot the place up. Remember when they?
Oh, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was there that weekend before. It's crazy. I can't think of the name of that place.
Was it Pulse? I can't remember.
No, I wonder if it's still there.
There's too many to remember. Like, I
I
can't.
wonder if that place is still there.
Yeah.
Huh. It's a women's bar. And
And was this like a more recent establishment, or did you start going there during the 80s or so?
yeah, when I started working at Chevron, I
Mm-hmm.
started going there and met a bunch of people and new friends there. And I can't remember the name of that place. No.
What was it
I
you
went
did?
every weekend there, I think.
Yeah, you found like a new place to go.
That was a women's bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it different from the country? How was
There,
it similar
they
to?
were separate. In fact, there were men's bars and women's bars in Atlanta. Similar, but it was women, all women, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still there. I don't know.
I don't know. What was it you did with Chevron? Like, what was your sort of position?
Well, I started out as a sales rep and then a dispatcher and then a maintenance coordinator for the maintenance company department.
And you were there for, you said, like 30 years.
Yeah, I was there.
And were you, did you just decide you were done? Like, what sort of ended it?
No, they outsourced our department to the Philippines. So
Oh, so
we
that
got
ends.
rid, they let 2,000 people go.
Yeah. What
But
was your experience of that? Like, what did you know?
well, I had enough time in and points to get my medical benefits, and so I was glad they gave me a year's salary when I left, so it's pretty nice. Well, yeah, I had enough money so to leave. I was gonna try to get a job at UK or something, but I didn't need it, so I ended up taking care of my aunt in Florida and then my mom. So
Yeah. How do you end up back in Lexington? Because you did the move to Atlanta, then.
my mother lives here. Yeah. She's 96, so and she lives 10 minutes away from here. I pay somebody to excuse me,
Oh, it's okay.
to take care of her, so for the weekend. So I'm just fortunate I had the money to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you live in Lexington like all the time, or do you like travel elsewhere or what?
All the time. Yeah. I'm here all the time.
Yeah. Because
Yeah.
I actually was, well, I have two questions. One of them has to do with Lexington, but the other is about you mentioned a shelter for women that used to volunteer.
Well, I no, I didn't I worked there
We worked there.
as a
Got
social worker,
it.
and I realized that's not what I wanted to do. It's
Yeah.
depressing.
When do you remember when that was?
Let's see. Must have been 80, I guess. Well, it was before I went back for my second master's. So let's see, 78, probably 1980, maybe, or 78. I
Yeah.
think
Do
I
you
worked there a
remember?
couple of years, and then or 1 year, and then I decided I was going to go back to grad school to get to do something different.
How did you end up working there?
Oh, just applied for the job, I guess.
Yeah. Did you have
Yeah.
like a sort of interest in what they were trying to do?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because I got the sense you would have.
Yeah, I tried to help, but it's pretty depressing because most women would go back to the husband because they couldn't, because of their situations financially, they're stuck. So I already knew I wasn't going to do that. So, but I had to change careers. So,
Do you remember what it was called?
just shelter for battered women. It was a secret place on Broadway that was, I mean, they didn't want people to know because the guys would come there, But, oh, hang on a second. I gotta
Oh,
get
no
this.
problem.
Let's see, hang on a second. Okay. Probably think of 100 things after we finish.
Well, actually, that's fine, because what we were thinking of doing was doing follow-up interviews where, like, you know, give it some time and then schedule a short interview for, like, you know, 15 minutes or something like that for anything.
Perfect.
It'll jog, you know, the memory.
Perfect, because I think now after talking to you, I could
it's like start
over and do it the right way. Yeah. You know, and think more clearly about what.
Yeah.
Because I never think about my past that much, so probably good to. I appreciate asking.
Yeah.
About myself, who doesn't? But but yeah, if we could do a follow up, then I'll maybe come up with
Yeah, that would be cool, and we can, you know, stay in touch and all of that, and hopefully, you know, we'll make it through.
Oh my god!
Like, hang out one day.
Well, yeah, the big blue martini's open. Uh-huh. I think I'm not sure it's open.
Oh, yeah. I think I have probably just like two more general questions for you, and then
okay, sure.
At some point, we can do schedule follow up and do all that. Does that sound good?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. Yeah, the last one was because I get the sense that you spent. Obviously, you moved away for a bit, but you spent a lot of time in Lexington, and you have spent a lot of time in Lexington, or just...
Oh, I love it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just curious, like, if you had any thoughts about Lexington then, as in when the country was around versus now, like, what is the same, what is different, like, has anything changed, has anything remained the same, just sort of what's your take on that?
I think... I think it was wilder back then. There were more bars and more, I don't know. I haven't been out that much. So.
More bars.
I'm not sure because I'm not hanging out at the bars like I was. I just think it's, just seemed like it was more fun back then. I was younger too, so I don't know.
Right. And has anything changed socially, or are things kind of like really similar?
I wish it had changed more, but I'd say it's more acceptable to be different. Or maybe it's just that I accept it, and because I have the money to not care what people think. I don't know. I have to think about that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I forgot your question. I was talking about myself again.
No.
Oh, you thought that things had changed?
Yeah, or like if they're the same, just what your take is on Lexington, you know, then versus now.
I think being gay is a lot more acceptable. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah, it's changed.
It's changed a bit.
It's changed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then.
Changed a lot, but there is a benefit to feeling different, like you had your own crowd. It's kind of fun. So make the most, but no, it's a good change. It's a great change. Yeah. It's more acceptable.
And I realized there was one sort of small question I forgot to ask earlier. When you used to go to the country, what was it like in terms of, like, racially, who went there? Like, was it a mixed crowd? Were there, you know, white people and people of color, black people, et cetera? Or was it, like, all white? Do you have any recollection of that?
But mostly white.
Mostly white?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that's what everyone else has said, but I always ask to just sort of get everyone's take on it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you're right. I think it was mostly white.
Yeah. How about the other bars? You know, while the country was around, you mentioned you'd go to, you know, the bar complex, go to other places. What about, you know, those places in terms of just like the racial demographics?
I think it was mixed. Well, never thought anything. Yeah. And there were black, we had friends that were black that came to Louise's house. I'm sure.
Yeah. And then, I mean, pretty much I just have like one more question.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's like, what did you feel and think when you heard about this project? Like, you know, someone's out here doing an oral history project about the country.
No, it's great because I know they're statewide less and less women's bars all over. They're closing down. They're not making the money. They don't stay open. So it's a shame, but.
Yeah, and what makes you say, I mean, like, you know, I'll agree, but what makes you say it's a shame? Like, why do you think it's important?
Oh, I just think it's important, especially for young women, to, especially in red stuff, conservative, and most women probably have people with their families accepting them, and it's nice to be able to go somewhere and be with and meet people too. Not just that, but feeling accepted. And I never had that problem because my parents were liberal. They didn't ask me questions, but didn't care. But I'd say that was, I had unusual backgrounds that way. So
yeah, and you know, now that you've, we'll do our follow up and we'll see.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I've got people buzzing me, yeah. but yeah, and you can come over anytime here. We can meet at Big Blue or whatever, 6 feet apart.
Right? Yeah, we'll be COVID safe.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, Beverly, thanks for talking to me tonight.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've had fun, and I'll reach out about, you know, anything else and follow up and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, yeah. When do you, want to wait or just text me and we'll get figured out?
Yeah, we'll text about it. And I'd say, like, you know, I'll give you some time to, like, think about things, but I don't want it to be, like, too long from now, you know.
Yeah.
Take advantage of memory.
Oh yeah, that's true, because I'm still it's be fresh in our minds. Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's do that, like, in a couple weeks or so, or a week or whatever.
Yeah, I'd say like a couple weeks. That would definitely work for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, good.
Yeah. And so are you gonna be partying tonight, having fun tonight? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sure. I've got a friends coming over. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't go out. I tell everybody I'm safe. I don't go out, but I don't know where they've been, but I'm
not well.
Hope to get the vaccine soon. So
yeah, same. I sent UK's doing vaccines for some people. And so I was like, oh, like,
you know, I think they are for the students, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm teaching a class this semester. So I'm also,
oh, really?
Yeah, and so I'm on the wait list, and they'll let me know when it's my turn, so hopefully I'll...
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let me know how that goes. Well, we'll talk maybe a couple weeks in and get back together.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. All right, I hope you have a good night.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.